Hi, listener. If you have enjoyed listening to Learn Hindi on the Go and want us to keep going strong and putting out new shows every week, please consider becoming a patron on patreon.com/learnhindiontheGo by making a small monthly donation.
Every dollar helps and allows us to focus solely on making Hindi language learning content. Plus, you get exclusive subscriber-only content like bonus lessons, quizzes and written materials related to each episode.
It is Oral Drill 26 of our intermediate course. My name is Shraddha and here with me is Ritansh. In this episode, through an interactive role play quiz, you will practice making sentences like, now you don't need to do that in Hindi.
And you'll also learn how to say, now we don't need to drop him there and now we don't need to buy that in Hindi. One can download the transcript of this podcast as well as the detailed worksheets based on this podcast with more vocabulary from patreon.com/learnhindiontheGo.
And to take a free trial for one-to-one online Hindi lessons, visit our school's website. The link is in the episode's description. Here is grammar tip 1. To denote the release from obligation, that is to say, what one doesn't need to do, first, one uses mujhe, aapko, tumhe, use, hame, etc., which is then followed with the act, which one doesn't need to do. But the ending of the verb changes from na to ne, and that's followed with ki zarurat nahi hona, hona of which can be changed according to the situation.
For example, to translate, you don't need to come here in a formal tone, first one uses aapko, after which one uses the act you don't need to do. Here it is yahan aana, which means to come here. Aana of which changes to aane and it's followed with ki zarurat nahi hai. So, now you don't need to come here in a formal tone is translated as ab aapko yahan aane ki zarurat nahi hai. I'll say it again slowly. Ab aapko yahan aane ki zarurat nahi hai.
Here is grammar tip 2. To denote what one needs to do, first one uses mujhe, aapko, tumhe, use, hame, etc., which is then followed with the act which one needs to do. Here again, the ending of the verb changes from na to ne, and that's followed with ki zarurat hona, hona of which changes according to the situation.
Another example to translate, we need to drop him or her there into Hindi. Here, first one uses hame, after which one uses the act which one needs to do, which is use vahan chhodna, which means to drop him or her there. Chhodna of which changes to chhodne and that's followed with ki zarurat hai.
So, we need to drop him or her there is translated as hame use vahan chhodne ki zarurat hai. I'll say it again slowly. Hame use vahan chhodne ki zarurat hai.
Shall we do a role play quiz?
Oh, sure. We'll give you hints and then there will be brief pauses for you to form sentences in Hindi, which should be based on the hints, and we'll repeat the sentences after you.
Here two partners are speaking to each other, so the role play tone is informal. Ready? Here we go. To hurry is translated as jaldi karna. To reach late is translated as der se pahunchna. Make a statement in Hindi. Here's your hint. Hurry up, we can't reach late to our friend's wedding. जल्दी करो, हम अपने दोस्त की शादी में देर से नहीं पहुंच सकते हैं. I'll say it again slowly, just repeat it with me. जल्दी करो, हम अपने दोस्त की शादी में देर से नहीं पहुंच सकते हैं.
To rush is translated as जल्दबाजी करना. Make a statement. Here is your hint. Now we don't need to rush. We have plenty of time. अब हमें जल्दबाजी करने की ज़रूरत नहीं है. हमारे पास काफ़ी समय है. I'll say it again slowly, just repeat it with me. अब हमें जल्दबाजी करने की ज़रूरत नहीं है. हमारे पास काफी समय है.
Ask a question, here's your hint. Why don't we need to rush now? अब हमें जल्दबाजी करने की जरूरत क्यों नहीं है? I'll say it again slowly, just repeat it with me. अब हमें जल्दबाजी करने की जरूरत क्यों नहीं है? Gift is translated as उपहार. Make a statement, here's your hint. We need to buy a gift for the friend before going to the wedding. हमें शादी में जाने से पहले दोस्त के लिए उपहार खरीदने की ज़रूरत है. I'll say it again slowly, just repeat it with me. हमें शादी में जाने से पहले दोस्त के लिए उपहार खरीदने की ज़रूरत है.
मेक अ स्टेटमेंट, हियर इज योर हिंट. नाउ वी डोंट नीड टू बाय अ गिफ्ट फॉर द फ्रेंड. अब हमें दोस्त के लिए उपहार खरीदने की जरूरत नहीं है. I'll say it again slowly, just repeat it with me. अब हमें दोस्त के लिए उपहार खरीदने की जरूरत नहीं है. Make another statement. Here is a hint. I bought a gift for him yesterday while returning from office. मैंने कल दफ्तर से लौटते समय उसके लिए उपहार खरीदा. I'll say it again slowly, just repeat it with me. मैंने कल दफ्तर से लौटते समय उसके लिए उपहार खरीदा.
To pick up your female friend from somewhere while informally addressing a female is translated as तुम्हारी सहेली को कहीं से लेना. I'll repeat, तुम्हारी सहेली को कहीं से लेना. Make a statement, here's your hint. But we need to pick up your friend from her house. लेकिन हमें तुम्हारी सहेली को उसके घर से लेने की जरूरत है. I'll say it again slowly, just repeat it with me. लेकिन हमें तुम्हारी सहेली को उसके घर से लेने की जरूरत है.
Make a statement, here is your hint. Now we don't need to pick her up from there. अब हमें उसे वहां से लेने की जरूरत नहीं है. I'll say it again slowly. Just repeat it with me. अब हमें उसे वहां से लेने की जरूरत नहीं है. वन सेज पार्टनर एज इट इज इन हिंदी. मेक अनदर स्टेटमेंट, हियर इज योर हिंट. शी विल गो टू द वेडिंग विद हर पार्टनर. वह अपने पार्टनर के साथ शादी में जाएगी. आई से इट अगेन स्लोली, जस्ट रिपीट इट विद मी. वह अपने पार्टनर के साथ शादी में जाएगी.
वन मोस्टली सेज एयरपोर्ट एज इट इज इन हिंदी. मेक अ स्टेटमेंट, हियर इज योर हिंट. बट वी नीड टू पिक अप अ फ्रेंड फ्रॉम द एयरपोर्ट. लेकिन हमें एक दोस्त को एयरपोर्ट से लेने की जरूरत है. I'll say it again slowly, just repeat it with me. लेकिन हमें एक दोस्त को एयरपोर्ट से लेने की जरूरत है.
To do that is translated as ऐसा करना. And not either is translated as bhi nahi. Make a statement. Here is your hint. Now we don't need to do that either. Ab hame aisa karne ki जरूरत भी नहीं है. I'll say it again slowly. Just repeat it with me. अब हमें ऐसा करने की जरूरत भी नहीं है. One often says flight as it is in Hindi, but it is a feminine noun. Make another statement. Here is a hint. His flight is arriving late. उसकी फ्लाइट देर से आ रही है. I'll say it again slowly. Just repeat it with me. उसकी फ्लाइट देर से आ रही है. स्ट्रेट इज ट्रांसलेटेड एज सीधे. मेक वन मोर स्टेटमेंट, हियर इज अ हिंट, एंड ही विल गो स्ट्रेट टू द वेडिंग फ्रॉम द एयरपोर्ट. और वह एयरपोर्ट से सीधे शादी में जाएगा. I'll say it again slowly. Just repeat it with me. और वह एयरपोर्ट से सीधे शादी में जाएगा. We hope you have enjoyed this podcast. Did you know we have a Facebook page? That's right. Learn Hindi on the Go is on Facebook. We want to make a community where Hindi learners can share stories, learning tips, and travel tips. Come, join us. Link is in the episode's description.
And make sure to subscribe our show on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, or RSS so you'll never miss a show. While you are at it, if you found value in this show, we would appreciate a rating on iTunes, Spotify, etc.
You could also support the show on Patreon. Goodbye. Namaste.